Okay, so when a person learns Sefer Mishle on his own, he has the impression that it's just a whole series of little Musa concepts. The concepts themselves, of course, are very big, but they're very short in terms of psukim. And each pasuk or a couple of psukim are telling you a yesod, one not necessarily connected to the other. And in a certain sense, it's a random collection of mishalim, of thoughts, of divrei musar. Each, of course, kisvei hakodesh, beruach hakodesh, but at the same time, not necessarily connected in a whole, in a chativa achas. Comes along the Vilna Gaon. And he tells us, number one, that the Sefer is divided into three chalokim. And as I told you last time, because each chalok begins with the word Mishle. But achutz, that it's divided into three chalokim, each chalok has a theme of its own. And the first chalok's theme he calls Chochma. The second chalok's theme he calls Musa. And the third chalok's theme he calls Torah. At first blush, a person would ask a simple question. What shaykh to say that the third one is Torah means that it's mostly about Torah? That's what the Gaon sounds like. It's mostly about Torah. And that's what Chizkiyahu and his people were responsible to retrieve, because their whole emphasis was on Limud HaTorah. So I had a kasha. If you go through Sefer Mishle, even on the surface, you find so many psukim that have to do with Limud HaTorah in the earlier parts, which he calls Chochma and Musa. So Mayul Mehai Mehai. Why is the third section Dafka Torah? So the answer is, we have to be very medayik in the Lashon of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, when he describes the three chalokim, this is what he says. He says, Lahavin Imre Bina, he writes on the third chalek. The first chalek is Ladas Chochma. The second chalek is Umusar. Take a look at the psukim. You see the psukim at the beginning of Mishle? I don't think we have enough, but I'll have to make more. But you could listen. But that, in fact, here, take a look at the beginning of Mishle. There you go. Just look at the first psukim. It takes a while, but you'll find it. It's a very big akdom over there. But Ladas Chochma Musa. So Ladas Chochma is one chelik. We'll speak about that in a few minutes. Umusar is the second chelik. Lahavin Imre Bina. What's Imre Bina? Torah. Zokta Goin, on that Lashon Lahavin Imre Bina. So he says the following words. That what is Lahavin Imre Bina? So he says, Ki af im yeshaber es yitzrei v'ta'avosai, yire l'shaber b'derech ha-toyra, v'lo yihye tzadik harbe yoyser mima shekosuv ba-toyra, l'moshol sheyis'ane kol ha-shavua v'gam b'yoyim ha-shabas v'chadoyme. So he doesn't mean that the third chelek is Torah, that it's speaking about the inyan of limud ha-toyra and so on, more than the other chalokim. He means that the third chelek is giving you hadracha, how to fight the yetzer hara l'fi rotzayn v'ruach ha-toyra. Now we will go to the two other chalokim and see the hemshech of the sefer. The way the Vilna Gaon understands it is a whole structure. It turns out not to be an amorphous collection of separate points, but rather a constant effort to teach a person a derech in avodas Hashem, the first chelek talking about how to keep the yetzer hara away, the second chelek what happens if the yetzer hara has you by the throat, and the third chelek is how to fight that yetzer hara dafka lefi ruach ha-toyra. It's an amazing thing. So let's read how he writes about the first chelek. He writes, Leida chochma shaloi lipoil bereshes hayetzer hara asher hu poiresh l'raglov v'shalo yispate bepituyo. The first section, which means from Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, because don't forget that from Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Vav is a Hagdama to the whole Sefer. But after which Pasuk begins, what does it say, Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin? This is Pasuk Beis. A little further. Yiras Hashem Reishis Das Chochmu Musar Evilim Basu. So the first statement, according to the Vilna Gaon, of the first Chelek is Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. What is the first Chelek about? About how to prevent the Yetzer Hara from getting to you, that you should not fall into his net, and that you should not succumb to his seductions. Okay? So if a person is matzliach right then and there, he doesn't even have to go weiter. So I'm potter from the Yetzer Hara, I kept him at bay, and I did not fall prey to his incitements. But the next chelek says, above us is mitazechene, that nebach they have succumbed. And ain't tzaddik ba'aretz ashayasa toiv lo yechta. So he says the second chelek is musar. What does musar mean? Musar comes from the word yiyaser. It's a painikin. He says, im yitzroi misgaber olav liyaser es atzmai velishbar oisai. He has to learn how to break the yitzahara. The Moshe Amru, Pasukin Shayohu Perik Memtes, Leimor La Asurim Tseyu, Ul Asher Bachosha Higolu, to tell those who are in prison, go out of your prison. Which is the prison that he's talking about? About each one of these points I'm going to elaborate momentarily. But which prison is he talking about? He says a person who's in the hands of the Yetzer Hara is in jail. A person is in prison. And he has to learn how to get out of prison. He has to learn how to break out of prison. That's the second chelek, which is called Musa. Behainu, oisom shekvar biyad yitzram. They unfortunately are already in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Vehem asurim tachas yodo, and they are prisoners of his. The gavar aleihem miyoid, and the Yetzer Hara has somehow, he has them in his clutches and he's holding them tight. The gavar aleihem miyoid, yetzu al yedei hamusar. They get out of the clutches of the Yetzer Hara and they leave the prison through Musar. Va'osam sheim ba'choshech shaloi ro'u or ve'enon makirin pituyoi al yedei ha'toira yigalu lohem v'yakiru pituyoi. They will learn how to overcome the Yetzer Hara, because they may not even chap that they are in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. I once said a shiur, which I understand thousands of people have listened to, was a very powerful drasha. The drasha was about the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Vayelchu acharei hahevel vayehebolu. What does that mean? They chased after hevel and they became mehubal. They became themselves hevel. What's the pshat? Vayehebolu. What is the vayehebolu adding? We understand they chased after Hevel. Baruch Shalom created a Torah, created Yirah Shemayim, created a whole chokhmah of how to live, and people abandoned that for Narishkeit. Vayelchu achrei Hevel. But what's Vayehebolu? So I said like this. There is a chazal that everybody knows. Ein adam choytei elo im kein nichnas bay ruach shtus. I asked the question, a person doesn't sin unless something overcame him. There are a lot of people that doesn't seem like anything is overcoming them. Their whole lifestyle, their whole life is just a certain way. And they have long ago abandoned Rachman al-Itzlan, the Torah way. And by them, there's no such thing as Nichnas by Ruach Shtus. There's no Shtus. Where's the Shtus? It's not that something sees them all of a sudden. Nothing is grabbing them. You know why? Because there's Vayehebolu. There comes a point where a person is not constantly struggling with the Yetzer Hara, because a person who's struggling with the Yetzer Hara is himself Beseda. Except that he has netiyahs, he has weaknesses, he has all kinds of things that are pulling him away. So he is struggling, and sometimes he succumbs. And very often, because he has a nichnas boy ruach shtus, we could be mazrid this some other time, what it means nichnas boy. But that's the pshat. how do I know that it's nichnas by rachshtos? Because baboiker, as the pasuk says, betzeis hayayin, you know, when a person is shikr, he can do all kinds of crazy things. But next morning, betzeis hayayin, when he becomes nichta, when he wakes up from his stupor, and he has this terrible hangover, and he says, oily va'avoyli, and what did I do? Vasechibda aggeton. So that's the pshat that yesterday nichnas boy rachshus. But when a person is so enmeshed that he begins to think that that is the derech hachayim, then it's not nichnas by ruach shtus. He becomes the hevel itself. And you know what? At that point, hevel becomes a value. It becomes an ideal. Take, for example, the person that has the basketball player up on his wall. So fussy does. What is a basketball player? All right, you could say that there is value to sports, not value to sports. I'm not interested in that. But whatever sports can do for you, for exercise, for energy, for organization, for commitment, for devotion, for dedication. There's nothing there that Torah can't do for you. But Lom is talking that there are values. But that's my hero? That noyef, that chasar leiv, that person who's going to end up in jail most likely, it does crazy things and does not have one value that I respect. Because he has the energy and the kayak to throw a ball into a basket better than anybody else. Do I have a picture of a cheetah? Cheetah, what do they call that animal? The cheetah. Because he's the fastest animal? Do I have a picture of a gorilla because he can throw a ball better into the basket? There's a human being. That's my value. Better I should at least have a picture of a scientist that discovered some medicine that heals the world. Why don't I have his picture up on the wall? The Teretz is Vayebol. I became that Hevel. And Memela, that's my hero. The famous word, show me who your heroes are, I'll show you who you are. That's by Yochachreha Hevel. So that's the pshat, that sometimes a person is not even makir the pitui of the Yetzer Hara. What do you mean I'm not makir? I don't know. I don't know that the pasuk says, and I have to keep my eyes down on the ground. Avada I know. I'm makir. What's the person that's not makir? The person that's not makir is the person who has the pin-up girl on his wall. That's the guy who's not makir. You know why he's not makir? Because he gave up all of the values of Torah and mitzvahs, which are halik and beautiful and so profound, and he's chasing after schmutz. So once I'm chasing after schmutz, the schmutz becomes important to me. And that's who I am. So that you need the musar not just to fight the Yetzirah to get out of jail. What happens if you think the jail is a palace? Then you're really atgahak the tzaras. What if a person thinks the jail is a palace? So now how do you convince him? You have to first convince him that it's not a palace, that it's a jail, and then you have to get him out of jail. So he said, that is a chelik of what you learn in this part of Mishlei called Musa. It's a meiridikazach. It's an unbelievable yisoid. And the third chelik is a meiridika thing too. When a person starts fighting the Yetzirah, he can't be on his own. He has to go with the Ruach HaTorah. Because on his own, in the attempt to fix himself, in the attempt to be a tzaddik, he could make a total churban of himself and of everybody around him. You know, you had a person, I'm not going to go into it, because I don't want to be meram as the protet, but there was a certain person that decided that he has to divorce his wife. You know how old his wife was? I mean, he and his wife? They had a whole bunch of children. But he was still able to have children, and his wife was no longer able to have children. He has to have more children, and he's still capable. So what would be in the time of Chazal? If financially he's capable, and he's able to provide for both, he takes another wife. Kumt along a chayrim de Rabbeinu Gershom, and the chayrim Rabbeinu Gershom says, you can't be a bigamist, you have to have only one wife. In the Ashkenazi world, and even now in the Sephardim, how many people have two wives? One wife, she can't have children anymore, I have to get another wife. You understand? He writes, can trace him and hold Tyrus. That's how he went. So how come the whole world is not doing that? Because the Torah says it's not the Derech HaTorah. You can't go against the Torah. Because a person, that's what Shlomo HaMelech said in Koheles, Al Tehi Tzadik Harbe. So I would like today to dwell on this point of the Al Tehi Tzadik Harbe. And of course we have, Baruch Hashem, we have plenty to go, and we will also go through the first two, even in the Hakdama, before we actually start the Psukim themselves. But in Al Tehi Tzadik Harbeh, there's a lot to say. I'm going to start with the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim has a section called Precious. Yeah? One of the Madregas. So he writes in Precious, he says, Ha Precious, he has Cholas, Ha Chasidus. He says it's the beginning of Chasidus. And then he says, what is Precious? Whatever Chazal meant in the Chazal, it's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chof, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Loch. Sanctify yourself even in those things that are permitted to you. Now we are opening up what's called the Pandora's box. You know why? Because then there's no limit. If I'm supposed to do more than the Isurim of the Torah, and I'm supposed to enhance that with even things that are mutter to me, I should separate myself from. So then, of course, I can become a hermit. I can live on the top of a mountain or on the top of a tree. I could fast most of the days of the year. I could remove myself from the entire world. I could separate myself from women completely and absolutely, and on and on and on. So what is the Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutaloch in need of? A Gevaldike Pirush. So what is the Kadesh Atzmecha that's permitted, and when am I going over the hill? That's the kasha. This is the kasha that the Mesilas Yesharim also asks. He says, Vim Toimar, Minayin lonu liyos maisifim v'holchem be'isurim. Who says that we have any right to add isurim to what the Torah has already prohibited? Varei chachomenu zal omru, it's a Yerushalmi in the Dorim, right, about making the Dorim and taking on the zeros, right? And the pasuk says, asher chota, that there's a carbon that you bring for your chait. What was your chait? Your chait was that you took the zeros. That's what some mafarshim said. So, omru Yerushalmi in the Dorim. It's not enough that the Torah asked so many things. There's a deeper meaning than if you have 100 Isurim, what do you need 101? If the Torah prescribed Isurim, and it didn't mention this, who told you that this is a problem? Who told you to rewrite the script? Who told you to add something? So the answer is, because it says, Kadoshim Tiyu, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutaloch. That's the answer. So, what am I supposed to add, and what am I not allowed to add? When do I say Loi Dayecha Mashos V'Toyra Shatoba Loi Sifalov? And when do I say Kadosh Atzmecha B'Mutaloch? These are two statements that are sosa each other. Am I obligated to add, or am I forbidden to add to what the Torah asked? That's the kasha. Barei Mashiro Chachamenu Zav Chochmosam Shetzorich Lesser Velasus Mishmeres Ukvara Suhu Umashendichu Leheter Humipneshiro Hayoser Royal Leheter Vlalisa. He says, take a look at all the Chachamim did over the generations, the Tanoim and the Amoraim. They created the Rabbonans. So if they didn't create the Rabbonan, it's a Manoshach. If it's the Raisa the Rabbonan, it's already awesome. And if it's not, so you're going more than Rabbi Akiva, you're going more than Rabbi Shmuel, you're going more than Abayin Rava, Mechateisa. Where do you get that from? But it still says Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutaloch. So it means in every generation, still what's muta to me, there's still an inyan of Kadesh Atzmecha. So how do you reconcile it? So he says, and also the ode, Shein HaGvuladov Hazeh. If a person's going to go open himself up to that, that's what I told you, then you can end up on the top of a tree, on the top of a mountain as a hermit, because there's no limit. Dosnisht and dosnisht. I have to tell you, Meridike Maisa. It's a mamish maisa that tore the kishkes out of me because it was nageh to a friend of mine. I had a chaver who was a tremendous bacher. We learned together b'chavrusa. He was mamish an ilui and a tzaddik and a yirei shamayim and kutvi gold. Mamish a cheftz of kutzkeit. And everybody predicted about him that he was going to be le'elo ule'elo. Le'elo ule'elo. I mean, people said about him that he would be one of the gedolim. Naturally, he didn't go off to college. Versteitzach, I mean, not going to go to college. Father wasn't interested in college, and even though all of his chaverim, they did go, but he was sitting and learning. So, if you don't go to college, you go off to Eretz Yisrael. So he went to a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. They say, one of my chaverim, you're talking about a long time ago. And he went to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I want you to know he learned the first year Maseches Yevamos. Not an easy Masechta. In anybody's book, it's not an easy Masechta. On any level. But he learned the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and all the Mefarshim and the Poskim from cover to cover. An unbelievable feat. And people, you know, they were watching him and they were in the spoil. I mean, this man is going to be from the greatest. All of a sudden, something happened. And to make a long story short, he was nifter not long afterwards. Whatever the circumstances were, I don't even know if anybody knows ad hayyim. He had a nervous breakdown. His father was telling me the following. And I was already tzaris nafshtika, but his father told me the following word. He said, he went to yeshiva, and there was a great mashgiach in this yeshiva. And the mashgiach, in a good way, he didn't have kindness to the mashgiach. Just the way it was makubal by his son. The mashgiach said, dos daf menisht. You understand Yiddish? Dos daf menisht. You don't need this. Dos daf menisht. You know what happened? He was an Eloi, the father's talking, crying with the tears coming down his cheeks and the shiver. He says, my son was an Eloi, a genius. So you know what he did? He said, dos daf menechet nisht. He abandoned all value. He gave up all purpose. It's an unbelievably scary thing. And I'm not a psychiatrist, but Lamaisa, you see how delicate a person is. Zokt der Nesilas Yeshorim. If you're going to say Kaddish Atzmacha B'mutaloch, you lose your anchor in reality. Where do you stop? Where do you stop? How do you not go off the deep end? How do you not abandon the world? How do you not try to become the malach that you can never become? Samayu de Kakasha. By the way, there are many bachrim that have this experience on some level, and you have to be very careful. The mashgichim, especially in Eretz Yisrael, bachur comes, and he's in a high school, modern high school, co-ed high school, goes off to yeshiva, yeshiva's hezder, he goes off to yeshiva, and all of a sudden he discovers what Torah is all about, and what Yerushalayim is all about, and what learning day and night is all about. And he starts gobbling it up, and he becomes mamish, a tzaddik, and a kaddish. But then it's a sakonis nefashis mamish. Especially since the Yetzirah and the Satan, the Kricharayim, they say you can't get to him. So they want to destroy him, Lagamri. So all of a sudden he stops eating. All of a sudden he stays up 24 hours in a row. It's very dangerous. So Fekta, where is the gvul? Where is the gvul? That's the Mesilas Yesharim is asking. V'chachamenu zal omru, she'osid adam litein din lifnei hamokoim, al kol ma sharo'u eina v'lo rotza lecho mimenu, af al pi shohayo mutalai, v'hayo yochel, v'asmachu akra, v'chol asher sha'alu eina lo yatzalti mehem, posuk in Kehelas. That lo'osid love of a person is going to give a din on all the things that he could have enjoyed beheter, which he refused himself. So wait a minute, that's the exact opposite of Kaddish Atzmacha B'mutaloch. So the Mesilas Yesharim is putting here together a very good case of a contradiction. On the one hand and on the other hand. So what is the derech? Unbelievable yesoid. He says, precious is not only an option. It's tzorich umuchrach. It's necessary and it's inevitable. If inevitable, what sense inevitable? If I don't do it, it's not inevitable. It means inevitable in my attempt to reach to the higher madregas of avodas Hashem. He says you'll never make it unless you have an element of precious in your life. That's what he says. The higher levels. Humasha amru kedoshim tiyu prushim tiyu. Oid amru gemara in tainis daf yud aleph. I'm quoting the gemaras because it says here tainis yud aleph. Don't think that I'm kol ayoshe betainis nikra kadosh kal v'choyme minozim. Oid amru it's a psikta tzadik oichel esay v'nafshe zachiskiya melch Yehuda. Amru olav sheshtei aguda shol yerek v'litra shol basa hayumalim lefonav b'chol yoyim. V'hoy yisrael maligim v'oymim zeh melech. Oid amru b'rabbeinu hakadosh a very famous Gemara Subas Tatkuf Dalet that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the very end of his life, he was about to give up his neshama. He said, I testify that I was not nana from this world. Afilu be'etzba ketana sheli. Of course, it says by him that Leiposak Tznoyim Chazer Sleib Moisacham Leisak Shon Mataninus and Rebbe was the richest person. And the Gemara is a Gemara Nedarim that Rebbe made a Meridika Chasna for his son, which is a tremendous expense. And some of the Tanoim had a taina to him, and so on and so forth. he's made an al atzmai shalay nana me'olam azah afilu kimaloy etzba. Why not? It's beitoch beferish that if you had something mutter and you weren't nana from it, so you see that it's not like that. Oyd amru aladim shemispal al divrei Torah sheyikansu b'soich meyav. If a person wants the divrei Torah should enter into its kishkas, enter into its kishkas divrei Torah is a melitza. But what does it mean? It means it becomes an integration with you. You know, there's a famous explanation of the Baal HaTanya. What is the inyan of luchais? What do you need luchais for? The words in the luchais are in the Torah anyhow, Aseres HaDibros. So what did you need the luchais? And I think part of his question is also, the luchais give you a problem, because is this more important than anything else? Is this the only thing that matters? What about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu? And so on and so forth. So he answers, the luchos is a remes. What is the remes? Kosveim aluach libecha. He says like this. He says, when you have a sefer Torah, there's dioy and klaf. The dioy can come off of the klaf. Happens all the time. You have to be careful. You have to look at the sefer Torah. See, the dioy is not jumping off the klaf. But when something is engraved, it becomes one and the same. The luchos libecha have to be engraved with Torah. You have to become a cheftz of Torah. You have to become not only a sefer Torah, you have to become luchos. That's the Baal HaTanya. So he says here, in the Tanit Ve'Leyo, it says, if you're mispallel that Torah should enter into your kishkes, that's more than entering into your head. Then you have to be mispallel that food should not enter into your kishkes. An unbelievable thing. So he's quoting one chazal after another that precious is an inyan, is vos. So al kol ponim tzrichim anu l'taretz hama'amorim ha'omrim lehefach. So granted that precious I've shown you is a positive thing, but what about all the ma'amorim that we quoted before? So tacha inyan hu ki vaday chilukim rabim v'ikorim yesh bedover. Yesh prishus shenitztavinu bo, v'yesh prishus shehu's harnu olav not to do it. Lebilti hi koshel bo, v'hu masha oma shloima hamelech olav hasholim al tehi tzadik harbe. So how do you know which is which? That's why you need Torah. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. The third chelek is if you're going to break the Yetzer and you're going to try to fight, you have to know how to fight with the Derech HaTorah. You can't make up your own ideas because you'll go completely off base. With the Nevayer Ata HaPrishus HaTov, he describes the Prishus HaTov. And then he says, what about the Prishus that's no good? Acha Prishus Hora. Who kederech hascholim? So when you have a chance, open up the Mesilas Yesharim and look through all the things he says about the precious hatoif. But now he says, so what's the precious hara? What do we have to avoid? What do we have to refrain from? So the precious hara who kederech hascholim asher lo dai she'enam loikchim in ha'olam asher'en lohem hechrich boy ela shekvar yimnu me'atzmam gamis hamuchrach. They will deny themselves that which they physically require. The person is going to get sick from this. He's going to get weak from this. He's not going to be able to learn because of this. His davening is not going to be a davening because he can't have kavana, because he doesn't have a breath of air in him, and he doesn't have even ability to stand on his feet. He says such a precious is no doubt is osu legamri. And then he says v'yasru gufam b'yisurim udvarim zorim asher lo chofitz b'hem Hashem klal. Ela adarabba amru chachomim osu la'odom gemorin tainis chavbeiz l'sagev atzmai. You're not allowed to pinek yourself physically in an excessive way. What if a person has to take money because he's Nebuchadnezzar Merud and he's going to starve and his children will starve, but he has gaiva and he says, I'm not going to take. So he says, such a person is a shayfik domim, says the Yerushalmi at the end of Peah. V'chein amru l'nefesh chayo, v'hi ha'odom l'nefesh chayo. Neshama shenasati b'cho ha'chayeyo iso. I gave you a neshama, keep it alive, protect it. V'amru kol ha'yoshev b'taynis nikra chayte, v'midu b'deloy motzi mitzayr nafshi. He says, well, he can't handle it. A person that fasts, and I know somebody that decided that he's going to go into the sigufim that they have in the time of the Middle Ages, that the Sifre Chasidim, you know, and so on and so forth. And after 3 weeks, the man was pasha to, he was half the size, but besides that, he wasn't able to function at all. He was mamish, amishugina. So of course, he, Baruch Hashem, made it back in time. because such a person could end up with an anorexia, mit a meisen, a chazer, he could die. V'hilul ha'yoyme gomel nafsho yish chesed al achilas ha'boiker, v'hiyaroch etz ponov v'yodav l'kvoid koina. Everybody knows that Hillel used to preen himself, because he says this is the statue of the Melech. I am the statue of the Melech. Melech Malchei Amlochim. So the Mesilas Yesharim says this is the principle that is the absolute truth. How do you do it? If you don't really need it, you don't need it. If he needs it. And I want to elaborate for a minute afterwards. What does it mean he needs it? Because every person needs certain basics, no matter who he is. And then there are certain basics that a person needs because he is who he is. And if he does not recognize and acknowledge that, doi v'avoy to him. And a person has to know that they cannot say in Prishus that one size fits all. There is no such thing in Prishus. If the halacha says don't eat chazer, I can't say I'm eating chazer unless you're chayla mesukin. That's a different story. But because I'm different. But when it comes to Prishus, kadesh atzmecha b'mutaloch, it has to be according to the agenda of who that person is and who he is at that time. And otherwise, it's not going to work. He says, V'chol mashu muchrach loy me'ezetam she'yiyah. Kiven shu muchrach loy. He writes, me'ezetam she'yiyah. What do you mean, me'ezetam she'yiyah? Everybody needs to eat and everybody needs to sleep. But you see, some people don't need to sleep as much and some people don't need to eat as much. But it's much more than that. Some people need to relax. So the Satan tells the person, relax. Also, how do you know which relaxing is correct? So a person has to know himself, and he has to know what the Torah is mechayev, and he has to go with the emes, and he has to have a Rebbe. Because a person can decide, I'm not relaxing at all, and he can destroy himself. And a person can decide, I'm relaxing, and the Yetzirah has him by the throat. And you'll never know the difference between the two sometimes. Because you could be going up and you could be going down, and you don't know which is which at any given moment. So a person has to know that this mahalach has to be al pi derech haTorah, and derech haTorah includes having the Rebbe. Oy vavoy to people that don't have a Rebbe. Hineze klal neman ach mishpat hapratim. He says the klal I've given you, and the pratim are einoy mosur ella al shikul hadas ulefi sichlo yehoylo ish. Comes along, I would add, the Vilna Gaon, and he says, you know, the Vilna Gaon held from the Ramchal oylam amloya. He says if he was alive, I would go to him, even to learn from him, even to Italy. The Vilna Gaon, you know what you're talking about over here. So we are talking about something that is a basic yesod. That al tehit tzadik harbei requires, says the Gaon, a ganza chelik at the end of Sefer Mishlei, that says that even when you're figuring out how to fight the Yetzirah and to get out of the prison, you will still have to know that it has to be with a mahalach, and the mahalach has to be al pi haTorah, and that's what the last chelik will, Bezus Hashem, will get to it eventually. B'lin neder b'li shua, the Siyata Deshmaya, we will be able to see what he saw in the last chelek that is giving us this insight of how to do it al pi derech haTorah. But that's a meiridik derher. What time is it now? Okay, I just want to do one more thing with you. The Vilna Gaon said in the pasuk of Yeshayahu. Let me read to you the pasuk. The pasuk in Shayo Perik Mem Tes says the following, and really it's talking about, according to most Medrashim and according to most Mefarshim, about the Aseres Hashvatim that are on the other side of the Sambatyon, right? And they're sitting in the darkness over there. And eventually, when they'll be lost at Lavi, the Geula, Shleima, they will be retrieved, and they will be redeemed from their prison, Kiyilu. But this is the pasuk. The pasuk says, Koyama Hashem, Be'eis Rotzoin Anisicha. I answered you at a time of Eis Ratzon. Anilucha Hashem Eis Ratzon Ibrav Chazdecha. Aneini. So Hashem says, Eis Ratzon Anisicha. There was an Eis Ratzon, and I answered you. Uviyoyim Yeshua Azarticha, and I aided you at a time of Yeshua. that Tzarcha, I protected you, v'etencha lebris am, I made you a people of the covenant, I fulfilled the covenant with you, lahokim eretz lahanchil necholay shaymeimais. Lamar la'asurim tzeyu, I told those who were imprisoned, leave. You can leave your prisons. V'la'asher b'choysha chigolu. Chigolu from the Lashon, to be revealed, right? The Vashab Higol or Al Hadrachim Yiru, they will be shepherded on the, you know, and it's a very beautiful marshal of sheep that are grazing in the nicest pastures. Not only will I take you out of your prisons and take you out of your darkness, but I will give you the finest pastures. So it's a very beautiful pasuk that says so much. Lo Yiravu, they will no longer hunger. Velo Yitzmo, and they will no longer thirst. Velo Yakim Shara Vashemesh, and they will not have the suffering of heat and the stroke of the sun. Merachamam yinahagim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem on them, will lead them. V'almabuei mayim yinahaleim, the shepselch will have plenty to drink. They'll be almabuei mayim. V'samti kol horai lederech u'mesiloisa yirumun, and you'll have the path will be made clear for you, and you'll be able to climb the mountain. So Zokter Adak, Oimer la'asurim tzeyu, what does it mean asurim? Because those who are in Golos are like prisoners. So it means that he'll take the Eden out of Golos. So, where do you see in this pasuk? Who says, let's put it that way, where in Chazal does this pasuk become a pasuk which refers to the prison of the Yetzer Hara? Where does it say that this prison that we're talking about is not Golos of history, but the Golos of the Nefesh? So that's a Zoya. The Zoya in Raya Mehemna of Parshas Pinchas says the following. The Zohar is talking about something that's a little bit too deep for us right now, and what he says is that the human being has Or and Choshech inside of him. He has a constant struggle with the two forces of good and evil. He says Shechina is like Silas Nikia, there's never anything impure. That's where he's, you know, what he's dealing with. He says like this. He says, But this is the Vart. He says, Shchinta tato nahira delay soilas nikia misitroi beloy pegimu de chashaycha. It doesn't have the pegam of chayshach, the shchina, ubeloy taroy bis chashaycha klal. Da inun da hachi inun chashaychin im nahirin. For kodam moitz v'tevin, ubechayveyoin the Yisrael misarvin chashoychin b'nahirin. He says, Yidden, human beings, Yidden, they have because of their averos a tarovis of or and choshech, but the Shechina does not have such a tarovis. And he says, the ukegavna the dosh barnash tvua, in the same way that a person is threshing on the threshing floor the grain. And he's separating the chaff from the wheat. Ulevasar iu boirer la kaboirer oichel mitoich psoiles. Kach Yisrael tzorich lemevad beruchayoin. That's the way a yid has to do with his own spirit. Inside of him, he has to do a threshing, where he has to take out the chaff and get rid of it so that he remains with the grain. Kadis ariv boin chashoichin. The Raza de Milo, and the secret of it is, a pasuk in Tehillim, Zivchei Eloikim Ruach Nishbara. That what you offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the broken spirit. What does it mean, broken spirit? That you've separated, you've smashed the grain and separated the chaff. The Behochi Itvar Chashoicha de Ihu Yetzer Hara. The mechase al rucha, the Yetzahara is the cover of the spirit. That's good. In the same way that kemoitz the mechase al chita, in the same way that the chaff is covering the chita, oika onon the mechase al shimsha, or like the cloud that covers up the sun. The emerson is there. Here, two completely different mishalim. Person's medayik in the zoya of Lashon, he sees that the Yetzahara does two things. One of them is that he cleaves to you so that it becomes a chelek. But you know what? You need that chaff at the beginning. So it opens up a whole discussion, which is not for us right now, but the union of the Mokim Shabali Tshuva, Oim Demein Tzadikim Gmurim, and that some people need that koach, because once you liberate that koach, it can become a positive koach letoiv, etc., etc. Onan Mechasal Shimsha, when the cloud covers the sun, it's not integrated with the sun, and in fact, the Onan has nothing to do with the sun. But the Onan is a separation that does not allow you to benefit from the sun. So on the one hand, the first marshal is much more grievous, because it's mamish achelik of you already, the Yetzirah. The second one, the Yetzirah, is in my way. I have to push him aside. I have to dissipate the cloud. I have to tell the cloud to leave so that I can see the Shemesh. V'loy manach leilan hore does not allow the Shemesh to give light. So the light is shining already. I don't have to do that much threshing. I don't have to do that much breaking. The Ruach Nishbar is not such a problem. I just have to get rid of the Yonah. V'bezimn in dechoshach, the Ihu Yetzahara, Machasa al Yetzah HaTayiv, the Ihu Boirer, Ihu command the Tofus Bebeis HaAsurim, the Yetzahara. He says when a person is struggling with that cover which prevents his Yetzah Tayiv from having its Hatzlacha, so he's kamoi, someone who is in jail, who's in prison. Who is the guardian of that prison? Who's the jailer? The Yetzahara. For itachi kat Yetzer HaTayiv Ihu Tofus Birishu the Yetzahara. And the Yetzer Toiv is in the authority, he's under the control of the Yetzer Hara. Hachi inun tfisun chayol in the Yetzer HaToiv Birishu the chayol in the Yetzer Hara. So his soldiers are also captured by the soldiers of the Yetzer Hara. Also a very profound idea. Each one has soldiers. Ubezimda the Yitbar Barnash Ruchei the Cholei Varim Dilei. Who are the soldiers? The soldiers are all the agencies of a person, all his capacities, all of his koiches, all of his eivarim. He can be imprisoned by the Yetzahar, and every one of his eivarim is nishbeseder. Remember the vidui of the Chayi Odom, the tefillah zaka that we say the night of Yom Kippur. Barasi be this, and Barasi be this, and it was supposed to be for this purpose and that purpose. And meanwhile, I used all of these eivarim for the wrong purposes, because the chayolim are in the rishus of the chayolim of the Yetzahar. He says, when a person breaks his spirit, Zivche Elohim, Ruach Nishbara, Kad Yit Bezimna, the Yit Bar Barnash, Ruche Bechole Varim Delay, Kodom Hashem, Maksiv. What does it say? And here comes our Pasuk from Yeshayahu Memtes. When the person separates the Yetzirah and challenges the Chayolim of the Yetzirah and breaks his Ruach, what pasuk applies? Leimor laasurim tseyu v'asher b'choshech higolu, and that's where the Vilna Gaon got that this pasuk has to do with the Yetzer Hara. He says, Avo Shchinta, on the other hand, the Shchina itself, ihi soilus nikiyah deles chashoicha, and nothing can be misariv with it. The loy mekabla harkova mimin achra the lav iha mina the high soilus ben droy malka yasba belula b'shemen kosses. That's what it's doing. Pashas pimchas on pasuk b'shemen kosses reviyas ayin. That's not our asik right now to explain that. But we're learning from the Zoyar, from the Raya Mehemna here, is that the goyin understood from this Zoyar, even though he doesn't mention the Zohar, but that's where it comes from, for sure. He understood from the Zohar that a person who is in the hands of the Yetzer Hara is in a prison. And the idea of escaping from the prison is the agenda of Sefer Mishlei. That's Musar. So this Chochmah, let's just chazer over very quickly. We spent a certain amount of time. Next time I want to go deeper into it, beyond the Mesilas Yesharim. What is Mutar and what is Asur in the Kaddish Atzim for the Mutaloch? Why do you need a Torah to tell you how to fight the Yetzirah? Because otherwise you can go off the deep end. And we have all of us stories. Every one of us knows stories like that. You know the irony? Most people think that people go off the deep end when they abandon the Torah. But it's hard to be even sympathetic to somebody who embraced the Torah, went off the deep end. So Vavastav Sazayin HaMeshugana, stop short. But the Kaychus HaNefesh of a person is not Poshet. When the Yetzer Hara sometimes sees that he can't get you this way, he gets you the opposite way. Gets you the opposite way. You know what the Vilna Gaon said on Mayim Dikavot? On the Pasuk in Rus. Vateira Hiki Misametzes. Remember? Naomi tells Ruth, go home. Go back. And Ruth starts screaming, Al tifki bilozvech lo shub mecharayek yashat techiyelech vashat tomusiyomus vashvim amichami alokayach lokoi vashat tomusiyomus vashomekove koyas Hashem livkoyosif kamobus yafrid beinu veinech. But Teira, it says in the next pasuk, when Naomi saw ki misametzes, what does misametzes mean? That she's pushing, she's challenging her, she's insistent that she's going with her. What do we learn from there by Agerus? That you're supposed to tell them, but you don't say too much. After you see that they want it, you have to accept them. Zakta Vilna Goyim, a different shot in Misametzes. Unbelievable. He learns Misametzes, he quotes a pasuk. He learns Misametzes, it means that she was struggling with herself. Yeah? Much the opposite of what we assume. We assume that she's so adamant, that she's so eisen, that Naomi says, "Ei bazei, I accept you." Zokta Vilna Goy, no. She saw that she's fighting herself, efsha yeh, efsha nisht. Unbelievable. That's how he teaches Misanetzes. So why did suddenly she stop talking? Says the Vilna Goy, he says, the Satan has a koyach to blind you and make you the biggest tzaddik in the world. There's no kashas, there's no difficulties, there's no nothing. That's a Satan. There's no such thing as no difficulties. You want to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, you look at the Shas and you get scared. If you don't get scared, there's something wrong. For us, the Satan mufaneinu me'acharenu. Sometimes the Satan is mufaneinu, sometimes it's me'acharenu. When the Satan is pushing you, you think you're the biggest tzaddik in the world. Oh, you have such chalim shifas. That's what happened to those boys in Eretz Yisrael. They thought that they were being pushed by a koyach hatayv. And the Satan was behind it all the way. And he says, I'm going to make you such a tzaddik that the next day you'll be mechal Shabbos. So he said that when she saw lehefech, that Naomi saw that Ruth was struggling with the idea, it is a difficult thing for a Moaviyah to come to Beis Lechem. They hated the Moavim, and there was a whole shaila amoy nivoloi Moavi, and who knows how they're going to pass Knois. What is she, some sort of a lamdan? And then there's the question that they don't have a penny to their name, and I see, you see what happened to them, that nobody lifted a finger to help them, and she went into a field that she had to glean in a field. So this whole struggle indicated that it came from the tzad of the Yetzer Tov. Because if there wouldn't have been a struggle, is a siman as established. But Perik Misametzes, Mayudig, the hair in the pasuk. So that's the point. You can't always know who's behind what I'm trying to do good, and whether it's really good or it's not good. Is it right or is it wrong? So we have to see. But the three yesidus are how to prevent the Yetzirah from getting to me. Chas v'sholom, the Yetzirah already has me, how to get out of that jail. And finally, how to do it right. Those are the three chalokim of Sefer Mishlei. By the time we're finished with the Vilna Gaon, there's a Sashem, it may take a few years, but by the time we're finished, you'll see a Sefer that's mamish with a clarity that he had, that every word matters and every pasuk counts to give you a mahalach, a derech, that's organized and systematic as can be. It's an amazing accomplishment. It's an unbelievable gift that the Vilna Gaon is giving to us.